Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, we're into hour number two. I'm going to take a bunch of your calls right now, and then I'm going to get into this latest article. I'm asking Kurt and Emma right now to do a story on this. The big nightly news, NBC report, does not even mention Ron Paul, the winner of their poll. In this article, they mention all the other candidates that were there, but did not mention Ron Paul. They also got caught manipulating the poll numbers, and we have an article on that this morning written by Mike Adams of Natural News up on Infowars.com. So that is going to be coming up. Just an illustration of media manipulation, also a new expanded NAFTA system, just a bunch of other key news. We got a bunch of clips from the debate I'm going to get to. Also, probably the biggest news of the day, big sis set to zap travelers with MRI-style scans. Janet Napolitano's promise that Americans won't be forced to remove their shoes comes at a price. This is a big deal because the company they're tapping, some of the companies they're tapping admit this is an MRI-type technology, and then Watson gets into the fact that the New York Times and others admit MRIs are giving people cancer, and they're super high-powered when they're not calibrated right, actually fry people, and the hair all falls out. It's so powerful, meaning it's killing fast-growing cells, hair, intestine cells, things like that are the fastest-growing. Some of the fastest growing. That's why when you get radiation exposure, your teeth fall out, your gums start bleeding, your hair falls out. It hits fast growing cells are the easiest to wipe out with radiation. Also, cells that don't replicate are hit, like eyes. Your retina, the cones, the rods that pick up color and darken light, they're just absolutely devastated by radiation. They admit cataracts are from exposure to sun over your life. That's why sunglasses are good to a really bright sun. But that's just a little bit of solar radiation. You imagine going through these. In fact, they got radiation experts. The government quoted John Hopkins as saying these were safe, and actually they said, no, this doesn't give you skin cancer. Our report said the opposite. The government's lying. And by the way, you better close your eyes when you go in these, because just that little piece of skin will help, but not entirely. This is going to fry your rods and your cones. So your light goes in, just like the new high-tech 35-millimeter cameras they've got. It doesn't go through the lens and hit a mirror and go onto a chip. It goes directly onto the chip that's mimicking the human eye. And when light comes into the eye, it on the back of the eye, on the inside, are all these cells. And they tried to mimic those with microchips. They're doing a pretty darn good job now. Wow, technology's incredible. And so here's the back of the eye, and those light comes in. Well, it's not designed for radiation, high-powered radiation to come in and hit it. It just fries them. But, hey, who needs eyesight? In fact, I saw another study. The TSA people are getting cataracts after 5 years of working there. Of course you're going to get cataracts. Of course you guys are getting wet macular degeneration. About half the people I talk to, including young women, are getting all sorts of degenerative neurological disorders. I mean, they're just murdering the hell out of us. All these famous tennis players in great shape take vaccines to go overseas. Have you read the vaccine inserts? Narcolepsy, all sorts of neurological disorders, Guillain-Barré. I mean, read the insert. The globalist got caught with Hitler killing people too quickly, and they just said, we're just going to start spiking the food and water and just slowly start killing people and see if they notice. As long as we slowly start killing people, once it gets to fever pitch, it'll just be normal. Yeah, I'm dying of cancer, so is my neighbor. Yeah, I had 3 kids, hoping one of them would live. Most people die of cancer now. It's completely normal. How about some more of that tap water, honey? Just some more GMO corn, huh? I got some bisphenol A printer ink, too. All right, I'm shutting up. Going to your phone call straight ahead. The other side of this break. We'll be right back. I'm Alex Jones, PrisonPlanet.tv, PrisonPlanet.tv.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
InfoWars.com for 16 years has led the charge against the technocrats. We have had unrivaled success in unlocking minds, expanding paradigms, and rallying the people to face the new world order. No one can deny that our media operation is the tip of the spear, and it's because of our success that we have a responsibility to intensify our operations against the globalists 110%. We're only a month away from launching a weeknight news broadcast. The social network is nearing completion as well. The free newsletter is reaching hundreds of thousands. Please spread the word about InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Sign up at the top of InfoWars.com for the free InfoWars Insider email with exclusive video and text reports as well as breaking news. Look in the mirror. You are the resistance. It is up to us, the InfoWarriors, to take the initiative and to defeat the globalists.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 61% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-800-847-6170. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-800-847-6170. Again, 1-800-847-6170.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Coming up, we're going to cover the big InfoWars.com top story. Big Sis, that's Janet Napolitano, to zap travelers with MRI-style scans. Don't worry, not going to have to take those shoes off anymore. They admit, Homeland Security admits, the system is a MRI technology. You could pull up the New York Times from last year with everybody with their hair falling out from MRIs and the cancer increases. In fact, I know that's in Watson's article, but when you guys search New York Times, MRIs causing cancer, MRIs making hair fall out, and when I get to it, we'll show some of that. We've got them going after Ron Paul. He won the NBC poll by more than double, so they manipulated the graphs to make it look like he barely won and then totally ignored him in multiple news articles. Just didn't even mention him like he didn't exist. Boy, that tells you he's the good guy. But if you want to buy a bridge on the moon, I'm happy to sell you Rick Perry. Let's go ahead now and go back to your calls. Let's talk to Luke in South Korea. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Good morning, Alex. How are you?
Good.
Okay, I'm calling up to give you an update on what's happening in Australia with a case of an Aboriginal teenager who's been accused of Australia's rarest crime, according to the Bureau of Government Statistics, and it's also the first domestic terrorism outlaw motorcycle gang targeted legislation down under. Now, this crime is probably 100 times rarer than murder. Now, It's also been used against me, but I was outside Australian jurisdiction when my house was raided. I've stayed overseas ever since in exile. But I won't go into my case because it's looked very politically incorrect. But there is a video of me burning my Australian passport, at the Australian Embassy in Beijing. If your listeners just typed in burn passport as one word, they will be able to see that.
No, you always call in with the same subject. And I know now if you criticize somebody for their sexual gender on Facebook, they come and arrest you. The officers that you criticize come and arrest you. And it's similar to life in prison for videotaping police here in the U.S. They just don't care. They're out of control. Political correctness is the new tyranny. So what's the update, Luke?
Okay, the update is I wanted to get the world media to cover this because it is proceeding before the courts. The police haven't dropped the charges. And there's one point I didn't make very clear a couple of months ago when I was on your show. And that is that the state itself has put out a press release. And in that press release you mentioned last time, and I like to say that this whole story is on the Prison Planet forums and under the international news section under general discussion, if your listeners want to do the research. But in the government press release, they said the exact minute the offence was allegedly made, the government broadcaster named the actual Facebook group the comment was in. And Google Corporation took a snapshot of the page long before the boy's arrest that was stayed online. And in that, at the exact same minute mentioned in the police press release, all the boy did was call a officer gay. And the basis of the charge, the definition of the law, is obtain true personal information on a law enforcement officer. So this officer...
No, I know. They're making government God. I appreciate your call. I've seen the case. We've covered it. Same stuff's being set up in Europe. They're openly saying arrest people that don't believe in man-made global warming. The White House regulations is trying to get laws passed. These people are tyrants. These people know what they're doing. And, they sell the public on, well, it's politically correct. Well, if you take one group's rights that you even disagree with, their right to free speech, all of you lose your rights. Let's go ahead and go to Judy in Florida. Judy, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, Alex. Hi. It's great to talk to you. I've been listening for a couple of years now. I watched, not live, but through video, the Republican debate, and I noticed that Dr. Paul was basically... on camera maybe 6-7 times. He was the only candidate that I saw that, got cut off in the middle of saying what he had to say, and that he was basically, ignored or chided.
I watched it, after we taped it because I was on my own TV show at the time, but I did watch the whole debate, and I do have some clips we're going to be playing later in this hour and into the next hour. But that is what they did, and it didn't matter. He still won by more than 50%. He got more votes than all the other candidates combined. And how did NBC respond? They responded by doctoring the poll, where even though he got more than all the others combined, he's only a little bit above the next guy, Mitt Romney. Okay? Here's Ron Paul with 50-something. Mitt Romney's got 18. And Ron Paul's barely above him. All these graphs, all these articles are on Infowars.com right now. And then how does NBC respond? NBC, in this article, doesn't... Let me just give you the article. It's First Thoughts, Slugfest in Simi at the Ronald Reagan Library. Nothing about Ron Paul. Ron Paul's name is not in here. Now, does that show you how scared they are that they know he could become the next president? So they beat this mantra, he can't win, and he wins the New Hampshire straw. Nobody covers it. Statistical tie with Bachman, who bought 4,000 votes, over 90% of the votes she got. Still, they ignore him. This is what they do. Go ahead.
Paul, I'm definitely concerned for Congressman Paul because I really believe that there are enough people awake and understand exactly what we're up against that he has a very good chance of winning. And what could happen to him later on is what I'm, quite concerned with, because he's, you know, he tells the truth. He's a man of integrity, and he pulls no punches. He knows, you know, what we're up against. You've had him on your show yourself. So, I mean, he needs our prayers and protection. And, you know, I really believe he's the only person that could really bring about any type of change that Americans are interested in.
I hear you, Donna, and or Judy. Donna's next. There's no doubt that Ron Paul's the real deal. That's why the establishment acts like he doesn't exist. When they're forced to cover him, they say he can't win. When he does win, they don't report it. When he wins the straw poll, Fox dubs in fake booze. When he wins the CPAC poll 2 years in a row, it's left, right, center. They all attack him. They've got armies. It's turned out paid fake bloggers attacking him and others. They've got people out there claiming, you know, that he's part of the New World Order or works for the Tooth Fairy under Vatican Assassin Directive. All of this to hit him from every angle. What did Cass Sunstein say 3 years ago, even before he got into office, the White House regulations are? He said, we have no credibility in the mainstream media. We've been caught lying. He said, we've got to pose as conspiracy theorists. That's people that question known liars. Questioning known liars, which is common sense, and actually learning how the world really works, that is heresy. That is mental illness. Now with TSA, if you say, I don't like you grabbing my genitals, they go, oh, you're a conspiracy theorist. Even, you know, I mean, if you say, I like lemonade, not orange juice. Well, we're serving orange juice, conspiracy theorist. I like that black car, not the red car. Oh, you're a conspiracy theorist. You have a view. See, now having a view is conspiracy theory. People that complain to their you know, companies, I don't want to fly all the time as a salesman. Can I have a desk job? I'm tired of having my genitals grabbed. They go, oh, you're a conspiracy theorist now. Not just the TSA are saying this, we've confirmed, but salespeople I've talked to, multiple ones, are told, oh, you're one of those extremists now, or, oh, you're a conspiracy theorist now. I'd like my eggs sunny side up, not over easy. Oh, you're a conspiracy theorist. I part my hair on the left side, not the right side. Oh, well, we say you should part it on the other side. You're a conspiracy theorist. I like my coffee black, not with milk. Oh, well, we're serving it with milk, conspiracy theorist. You know, I think it's wrong you want to put somebody in jail for 75 years for filming police in public. Oh, you're one of those extremists. You see, recognizing reality, having any common sense or any cognitive understanding of anything. I mean, if you can say 2 + 2 = 4, you are Al-Qaeda. And I'm not joking there. You know, you read 1984, and the more I've read it probably 7-8 times now. Seen the film several times, but I can't watch it or read it anymore because it's too painful now. I actually weep if I watch The Road because it's so accurate to what could happen to our society. I watched it one time, and it's so realistic to what's happened within 15 days of society collapsing that I think about it all the time and can't watch it again. I've studied too much history. Haven't experienced that, just knowing history, it is so horrifying. We've now been maneuvered into this position of total dependence. And I've read 1984, and again, he worked for the Imperial Police in India. He was an Imperial enforcer. Then he got upset by that and thought, I'll join the communist. I'm against the empire. And he found out they were just as bad and financed by the same big banks, fought in the Spanish Civil War, got shot to the throat, you know, fighting Franco forces. Went back, worked in BBC propaganda, found out it was corrupt. Never at war with East Asia, always at war with East Asia. Wrote 1984, died a year later, 1949. And when they're torturing Winston, he says, freedom is the ability to say 2 + 2 = 4. And O'Brien goes, you're absolutely right, pal. We're going to totally torture you and starve you till you have a mental break and can't tell 2 + 2 = 4 anymore. And you're going to mentally get off on thinking it means 5, 6 or whatever I say. You're going to make the mental calculation to not be able to think anymore and face evil anymore. Now, I'm going to torture you for a couple months. You ready for this? And he stands him up. When he finally breaks him, he says, you're the last man, huh? Pulls his teeth out. And he finally breaks him. And at the end, Winston, who's very intelligent, learns how to love evil. Learns how to, oh, DU's good for me. Radiation from Fukushima is good. TSA groping children's genitals. It's, you know, the government now says it's good. This is just a total accepting, a bathing in evil.
What you're about to hear are the real experiences of women over 40 who finally lost weight by becoming hormonally balanced again.
I lost 20 pounds.
I lost 40 pounds.
I lost 55 pounds.
I went from a size 14 to a size 8.
Their secret is Amberen, the revolutionary formula for women over 40 that balances hormones naturally. The leading cause of weight gain over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. But Amberen restores hormonal balance naturally, so the weight can just fall right off, even that stubborn belly fat. Plus, Amberen eliminates other symptoms of hormonal aging, like hot flashes, night sweats, low libido, difficulty concentrating, and more. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply. Free. Call 1-800-737-9107. That's 1-800-737-9107. 1-800-737-9107.
They're poisoning the water with fluoride. They're spraying the air with heavy metals. Why and what can you do to defend your family? This week at waterwebinar.com, in an all-new free live online webinar, Earth's most powerful cleansing secret is being revealed. A secret they don't want you to know about. Find out how to take fluoride and heavy metals out of your water and your body. Use it to neutralize deadly inorganic particles like lead, aluminum, even mercury, and remove these accumulated poisons from your body. Go to waterwebinar.com, a water secret so powerful, some have called it the number one threat to the entire New World Order health agenda. It was even used during Chernobyl to clean up nuclear contamination. Go to waterwebinar.com now and sign up for free to find out how to turn the worst water on this planet into pristine, clear drinking water which heals your body. You can take your water freedom into your own hands and defend yourself and your family from the globalist health agenda. Don't get left behind. It's your life, your water, your freedom. Fight for it. Go to waterwebinar.com now.
You don't need me to tell you that humanity is in a deep crisis. Everyone can feel it. We know a tectonic struggle is now taking place between the forces of freedom and those who love darkness, bondage, and enslavement. Yes, my friends, evil is rising. But take heart. For every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. Recently, New World Order operative Hillary Clinton admitted they're losing the info war.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
The globalists are scared. They've overreached. The future of the info war is in your hands. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Download the thousands of special video reports, ebooks, and more, and get them out to everyone you know. Continue to spread the word about the broadcast on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and every other globalist propaganda platform. We are going to use their system against them. The info war now goes into high gear.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products, but increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Okay, I'm going to go back to your calls here in a moment, but I want to illustrate something here. This is from Reuters. It's up at Infowars.com. National Archive keeps bulk of 9/11 Commission reports sealed. Let me throw out one thing we know is in the sealed report. Colonel Anthony Schaefer breaking down the fact that the CIA ordered them not to kill bin Laden. That's now been leaked. What else was sealed in the thousands and thousands of pages? Sybil Edmonds, the FBI translator, hearing al-Qaeda under Pentagon command on the day of 9/11. She went ahead and broke her federal gag order and went public in another federal court case because she was under oath. She was able to cover it. That's the kind of stuff. Why would they seal it 10 years after Al-Qaeda's attack on the United States? What's wrong with that first line? We just are told by known liars that, oh, they killed bin Laden and threw his body in the ocean and did a fake Situation Room photo op. That's now admitted. And, oh, bin Laden didn't fight back and the SEAL's helicopter blew up, so they won't tell any tales. Known liars who were caught shooting little kids up 50 years ago and still today with deadly pathogens and radiating our troops to death. Oh, known murdering killers, a criminal group that's taken over our government and other governments, tell us something, who've been caught thousands of times lying, so we just believe it when the story's incredibly fantastical. Men in caves did all this. And then cops are saying, get back, they're blowing up Building 7. And I go find the cops and interview them. And they go, yeah, I've been threatened not to tell you, but there was a countdown. Then I go find a cop separately. And they go, yeah, there was a countdown. And you see the video. And they go, it's coming down. CNN countdown. And they blast points. They blow it up in front of you and go, you didn't just see that happen. We're changing our stories. It fell on its own. And known liars just tell you, oh, 10 years after Al-Qaeda's attack on the United States, because you say so? The vast majority of the 9/11 Commission's investigation records remain sealed at the National Archives in Washington, even though the commission had directed the archives to take most of the material public in 2009, Reuters has learned. And when Lee Hamilton and Keene get caught off guard by Luke Radowski, they look all freaked out and sad, and then they'll have like these little moments. You can tell they just want to spill the beans, and they'll go, we are not the final truth. There's a lot that's sealed. You know, 6 of the 10 have said it's a criminal cover-up. And they just look totally freaked out, and they go, I've got to go, young man. Can you imagine those guys? I mean, even though they're evil, can you imagine they know the truth? They had all these, bring your whistleblowers to us, boys and girls. And all these FBI and NSA and CIA whistleblowers come, and a lot of them got killed, later died in car wrecks or burglars killed them. And it turned out there is a NSA group that would then mark them down and listen to them 24-7 with HUMET following them. Thousands of people that know the truth about 9/11. And they get little threats and, oh, your kid got run over in the street yesterday. You want the others to get run over? Dr. Johnson, keep your mouth shut or you're dead, pal. Can't tell you how many of these colonels and people I've talked to, and they're like, listen, they threatened my family. I spoke out earlier, but I'm not talking to you. And the wife's in the background going, get off the phone. They said you don't kill us. Click. Ooh. That's who runs America. White slave running, narcotics trading, hardcore murderers, putting bioweapons and soft kill in your vaccines and radiation in your water. They run the op. There's so much more evil than anyone could ever imagine. Death sentence to all the troops using DU. Death sentence to everybody taking the vaccines. Total soft kill, takeover, op. And the final illusion is all you media whores and sellouts and mid-level execs that think you're part of the system. And, oh, that Alex Jones is so extreme and beyond anything we've ever heard. What you're hearing here is research. What you're hearing here is knowledge. What you're hearing here is understanding. What you're hearing here is somebody who's telling it like it is and fully committed and who is not a selfish globalist sellout. Most people that decide that 2 + 2 is whatever the government says do that because they are smart, as 1984 states. The most intelligent are good at doublethink and crime stop, taking ridiculously contravening, contradictory information and holding it in your mind at the same time. Al-Qaeda is bad. We've got to give our rights up. But Al-Qaeda was created by our own government and used in the 80s and used in the 90s against the Serbs and has now been given control of Afghanistan. And Amiral Awlaki, number 3 in Al-Qaeda, is hanging out at the Pentagon. And the State Department won't release his records in the U.S. for his privacy. And of the other 5 top Al-Qaeda, 3 of them are admitted U.S. government agents. And the mastermind of the 7/7 bombing, a SWAT, BBC, admittedly government agent. And they just go, yeah, they're government agents. Yeah, the government grows the opium. But Al-Qaeda's going to get you, give you rights up. But you massed all the U.S. troops around Afghanistan the week before. And Bush signed the launch order the day before 9/11. Never mind. Move along. Drink some more fluoride, Alex. Just shut up. Everything's fine. 2 + 2 = whatever we say.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is not a drill.
Repeat,
this is not a drill.
Gun sales are on a staggering pace.
Gun prices are going through the roof, and that means desperate, vicious criminals
now want your guns
and will do anything to get them.
Now, a new book reveals powerful secrets for hiding your guns from thieves and looters.
You'll learn step-by-step, battle-hardened techniques,
where to hide your guns so criminals will never find them,
how to create the perfect hiding place,
as well as the places you should never hide your guns
under any circumstance.
These and other closely guarded gun-caching secrets are guaranteed to keep your weapons safe and out of sight when the going gets tough.
But listen up.
For security reasons, the Hide Your Guns book and even the website may disappear without warning at any time.
Go to hideyourguns.com.
That's hideyourguns.com.
Or call 877-327-0365.
Before they come for your guns.
Hideyourguns.com right now.
Right now.
There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Continue with your phone calls, and if I'm in a dark, nasty mood, it's because I face reality. And the only positive hope we've got is facing reality. We have a bunch of congenital liars who've been caught lying over and over again, telling us ridiculous fables, and more and more just inoculating the public psychologically to accept it. It's like Governor Ridge 2 years ago. Former head of Homeland Security writes a book and says, yeah, we issued terror alerts for no reason to distract people politically. It's like Obama. Yeah, I'm giving waivers to all my friends from all these big donors from laws I've put in place or regulations I've put in place. Yeah. Yeah. We're going to put you in jail for life for videotaping cops. Yeah, we're going to raid thousands of lemonade stands and arrest. I've seen scores of examples of them arresting people. Yeah, we're going to throw the book at you. Because that's a criminal's instinct, is to dominate and just acclimate everybody. And you know, I see the public. They're so afraid of police now. They're so afraid of government. And I see Americans just kiss up to the lowliest bureaucrat and say, yes, sir, yes, ma'am. Like kissing up to them will make them be nice to them. And the bureaucrats are all just on power trips. When the same idiotic bureaucrats are all under the same assault, their dollars being devalued, their jobs are being offsourced, their futures being destroyed, their water's being spiked, their food's being engineered, their families getting all these new diseases and problems, and it's just a nation of people in a trance, a bunch of television-watching people who aren't even living in reality, like lemmings off the edge of a cliff. And then there's those of us that have awoken to this, and we don't want to be part of it. We want to try to reverse it, and the system tells the dumbed-down mass, those are the bad people. They don't trust us. Those are the bad people. Now, I'm just going to spend a few minutes with our guests. This is an update, as we promised to do last week, and then I am going to go to your calls and then into the Ron Paul clips from the debate last night. So we're going to get to everybody here in a moment. But I wanted to get Alex Schaefer on. You know, he, a few weeks ago, well, it made national attention a few weeks ago, but it actually happened a few months ago, painting bank buildings on fire. And the police came and interrogated him and put him in a database and then came to his house. But then there's all these video games that they put out where it shows Tea Partiers being murdered as zombies. First they dehumanize you and make you a zombie, and then they kill you because you're already dead. It's a little legalese. And it's the same fake left that always screams and yells and belly aches and says, don't. Talk about freedom, you want violence. Even if you don't talk about violence, they go, you don't like the Federal Reserve running things, you're a right-wing extremist. I'm like, no, I'm not part of your labels, I'm into freedom. They're like, no, you're wanting violence, MSNBC comes here for hardball. You want violence, don't you? And I'm like, no, I don't want violence. They're like, oh, yes, you do. But then this guy, they come in and he goes, no, I'm just showing, you know, the building on fire. You know, and they said, well, do you hate them? He goes, no, I just don't like criminals. Then he got to visit his house, and I told you that it got a lot of attention, especially once it was here. $25,000 on your eBay situation, so that's very exciting, Mr. Schaefer.
Oh my, I can't even tell you, Alex. It's I'm completely flabbergasted, and I'm in a daze right now. I missed your call the first time you called, like about 3 minutes ago. I was actually talking to the buyer. I mean, it's all real. I feel like I'm having a dream or something.
What can you tell us about the buyer without saying their name?
Well, they told me that they wanted to remain anonymous, so I'm not exactly sure. But they are they're in Europe. They're a European buyer, and there were basically two people at the end who were really rallying for the peace. And then when I just spoke to them on Skype right now, just to start working out money details, they just picked up the story. They thought it was a heroic act, you know. And for me, it was just such a humble thing to do. And I'm completely humbled by all this attention. And
well, I suggest you take part of your winnings and part of your earnings and travel to Europe to hand deliver it. Let me tell you how the globalists operate. They know ideas are bulletproof. They know ideas are real power. That's why they use lies, wound up in all their packaging to psychically disable us and destabilize everybody. They're afraid of ideas. That's why they're doing this. That's why they're coming after you.
Yeah. And, we're going to do a gold money transfer. So it's going to be an alternative form of payment, which I think is just fantastic.
Well, I would expand on that. You can also get insured groups to ship the painting over there. You might do it in somebody else's name. I'm just telling you, I've seen the globalists try all sorts of dirty tricks, or they could impound the painting. But that'd be even better. Their tyranny only illustrates it. In this period, while we still have a lot of liberty and people are waking up, if they bring in the total tyranny, then the great darkness comes. So now is the time to do what you've done.
Yes. And you know what I'm planning to do with some of these earnings is I want to take a worldwide earning bank tour, get an itinerary from, I don't know, Max Kaiser or something, just the best of the worst banks around the world, plan a trip, and then kind of take this idea to some foreign country.
You know, Max, we never really did any pre-interviews with you, so I never really asked much about you, Alex. But when you bring up Max Kaiser, that rings a bell here. He's one of our guests. Were you familiar with this radio show before we ever called you?
I've been following Max. I've been a fan of Max Kaiser's website for a long time, and yours, well. So I remember sending him. I did this JPEG of an image of Lloyd Blankfein photoshopped onto the body of like a jihadist with a machine gun, and they're standing in front, and it says "Suicide Banker." And I remember sending that to Max Kaiser like 2 years ago, and he just loved it. He's using it on as a graphic for some of his links and things.
Well,
so, yeah.
Well, look, Chase. Is burning down our schools, burning down our communities, burning down the value of our dollar, and pushing all their globalist carbon taxes. They fund anti-gun groups. So Chase is destroying the Bill of Rights and Constitution. And I do want to talk to you off air about a few ideas that I've got, because I'll just go ahead and propose it here on air. And then once I do this on air, you'll have 50 people call you, because anything I do, people try to angle in on. And I'm very, very busy with a lot of the projects, but I myself am a painter.
And, I know, you said that.
And cool. I do the impressionistic stuff, but also representational. I mean, I run the gamut. I do pen and inks, oil, acrylic, wood carving. Everything. I just have to do it quick because I don't have a lot of time on the weekend while I'm doing it with my kids. I'll work maybe an hour or two a weekend. But I'm going to launch a art website with political stuff, non-political stuff, and start actually selling political art. And I think instead of building up all my pieces, which I end up giving to family and folks, and I hoard them, the problem is I don't want to sell my stuff, but also to get the images out there, we should talk about launching my art website next week. And I'll guarantee you that if you paint five or six more of those, but give it more of a moderate price, a few other variants, but a limited number, Sam, painting five more across the street, in a different variants, I guarantee you we can sell all of them in a week, and then that'll fund our operation fighting tyranny. It'll fund you because I think what you're doing there is just the beginning of the potential. And but I wouldn't just go with this and then go on some little tour and then kind of get a little bit of attention. I would launch it now while the market's there and establish yourself. So I'm not certainly not Van Gogh's brother, an art dealer, but if you want me to launch some of your paintings, let's get on the phone today and let's just hammer it out and do it.
Cool, man. We'll talk. Call me. I got my phone on.
All right, well, I'm going to get off at about 2 o'clock, but I mean, again, I'm going ahead and throwing this out in the open. This will work and will be successful, and also will infuriate the power structure. But when it gets down to horse trading, let's just nail it down and do it.
Fantastic. Well, I'm going to be enjoying myself on my friend's show today, Let's Paint TV. So that's going to be a blast. I can't wait. It's like going to be a nice little after party here.
All right, Alex, that's good news. Take care, buddy.
Thank you very much. Have a great day.
You bet. I've actually done paintings of Dick Cheney and Barack Obama as demons and things, but it's pretty ugly. And I normally paint pretty things. And I know that when we bring them out, it's going to be a big hit and be a big capital driver for this show. He was like, I hope we get $5,000 when he was on this last week. I said, dude, you're going to get $20,000, $50,000 on your painting. But the key is to keep that momentum going. And again, liberty is popular. They teach us we're supposed to be losers and fail. I'll guarantee you the guy that bought that painting years from now is going to make triple his money on it, because we're going to take society and the world back. If we don't, there's no future anyways. Okay, let's go ahead and go back to your phone calls. Let's go ahead and talk to Pearson, Florida. You're on the air. Welcome.
Hi, Alex. I have four ideas to help Ron Paul's campaign I'd like to go over. The first idea would be a
revised version of the Obama deception that incorporates Rick Perry and Mitt Romney. It kind of really connects them and kind of really digs down and goes at them. The second idea would be more Google bombs that pertain towards hit pieces on Rick Perry, Mitt Romney. The third idea would be more for the Revolution Pack. I'd like to see like a 30-minute infomercial that would really help sell Ron Paul. The last idea would be like Ron Paul pens, just like your InfoWars pens. I think if we get them out, leave them at restaurants, anything of that nature, they'll start circulating.
I think that's a good idea. But look, resistance is victory. Just standing up, speaking out, getting involved, saying no. The globalists put this archetypal false image in our mind that some hero like Hercules archetype is going to have to defeat everything and then cut the monster's head off. No, it's a process. Not fighting with your wife, not fighting with your husband, getting healthier, having love in your heart, having courage, valuing liberty instead of baubles and crud, valuing ideas. The globalists spend 25, 30, 40, 50 million on a goblet of pus and maggots. I mean, that's the most popular stuff in New York art sales with the elites. And they admit it's a sacrament. They are donating to their idol of ugliness and death and saying, this has value. This money we stole from all these people's houses we took. You know, I'm a broker. I want, you know, all this death motif. I mean, the New York Times admits that's what's popular. The, you know, cans of gorilla dung, you know, 10,000 apiece, you know, can't sell enough of them. That's what the elites want to buy. Well, we have to get the nouveau riche and the middle class and the new wealth who aren't globalists. They have to start giving to campaigns, supporting local radio, starting their own radio shows, starting their own news sites, starting a local newspaper, even if it loses money the first 5 years, buying our videos, putting them on local TV, buying art, supporting ideas. This is a war of ideas. That's why they're so scared of ideas. Anything else, sir?
No, that's it. Thank you.
I appreciate your call. Let's go to Donna in Texas. Donna, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex.
Hi.
Hi. This may be a premature statement, but in lieu of what the media is doing to Ron Paul, I have made the decision not to vote for the lesser of two evils this time around, and I will be writing Ron Paul in. And I hope that if it comes down to that, a lot of the other Ron Paul supporters will be doing the same.
No, I think that's a great way to illustrate things. And again, remember, even if they cheat him and the electronic machines kick in areas and stop him, he's in there showing how they're trying to block him and lying on polls and totally ignoring him, even when he wins. He's bringing up real issues in the hypocrisy. And think, 3.5 years ago, got a lot of attention. He's probably, even with the attempted blackout, getting 10 times the coverage and 10 times the effect. And the seeds he plants now and we plant now go on. It's the willingness to struggle. Life is a struggle. Winning is just surviving. Winning is passing on your genetics. Winning is passing on the ideas of liberty. Winning is resisting. Winning is thriving. People just think it's like, oh gosh, there's tyranny. I got to fight it. That's the great animating challenge that the founders talked about. We are living in history right now. I mean, it's exciting that they could kill me or set me up. I mean, even if they got me hung upside down torturing me, that's pretty exciting. I mean, I've got the head of Homeland Security attacking me and attacking others and the White House attacking us and, you know, the enemies list and everything else. And I don't look forward to any of it, but it's all part of the great challenge. I mean, I'll be 85 years old or 90 someday going into a heart attack and, you know, incredible pain there or in a hospital bed hooked up with wires. You know, battling cancer. So why am I scared of jackboots knocking my teeth out? And globalists are knocking their teeth out, knocking their DNA out. I look at these people as moron victims. These are just ringwraith servants who already lost their soul. We've already won. Just by doing the right thing, we win. Just by choosing goodness and honor in history, we win. We win. We win. It's beautiful. We can't be defeated. This is, life is all a great test, a great challenge. Do you hear what I'm saying, Donna?
Yes, Alex, I do. But the main thing I want to let people know is, because a lot of people may be ignorant like I was, is that they always think that they have to vote for who's on the ballot. That's not true. There is a place for a write-in, and everybody needs to remember that.
I agree with you. But more than that, Donna, run for office locally. It may take you 5-6 times of running before you win, but if enough of us run, a lot of us will win. You can also run and do what they do, but the opposite. Don't be deceptive, though. But don't completely come out with just how anti-New World Order you are. Just kind of give mainline conservative answers, because that's what they do. They act like they're patriotic and then get in their globalist operatives. You just come in. You can only do it at lower office, because once they figure out who you really are, then they're going to come after you. But by then, you'll already have the first office. Now you can get into higher office. But just, you know, kind of be mainline, pro-liberty, but really don't tell them, when I get in here, I'm going to start investigations. I'm going to call for prosecutions. I'm going to go after all of you. Sleeper cells in political systems. We all show need that. Choose which route you're going to go on. Pray to God, ask for guidance. Are you going to be out in the open, or are you going to have a stealth candidacy? Are you going to fight fire with fire? There's more than one way to skin a cat.
Optics Planet is calling all hunters, shooters, and outdoorsmen. It's time to gear up. As the best online retailer of rifle scopes, red dot sights, lasers, and other firearm accessories, Optics Planet has a special deal to offer GCN listeners. You may already know OpticsPlanet.com has the best selection of weapon lights, holsters, night vision, binoculars, and tactical gear on the planet. With incredibly low prices, free shipping on most orders, and USA-based phone support, Optics Planet is the online retailer of choice for discerning gun owners and outdoor enthusiasts. Featuring Loophole, Blackhawk, EOTech, Crimson Trace, Night Force, Trigicon, Surefire, over 700 top brands. For a limited time, head to opticsplanet.com/GCN to get a free Streamlight Keymate, the world's most powerful keychain light, with purchase. That's opticsplanet.com/GCN or call 800-332-OPTICS right now to speak with an Optics Planet product specialist. 800-332-6784.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here. You all know I've worked for years with Steve Shank and eFoods Direct. I have eFoods for my own emergency food supply. You know, Steve, life is different now for all of us, isn't it?
Very different. People are using this great food to survive the present hurricane season, and we've already had $40 billion worth of damage from floods, storms, quakes, and droughts. And that's just the first 8 months of this year. Natural disasters are newsworthy, but only touch a few of us Americans. The huge issue of the greatest depression is on everyone's mind. The unemployment, the loss of homes, lost businesses, and skyrocketing food costs are hitting every American. So everyone needs food security.
Folks, this month you will get free shipping on every food order from eFoods Direct. That's right. Every order gets free shipping starting September 6th. Get stocked up with the best storable foods out there with eFoods Direct, and be prepared for any emergency before it happens. To take advantage of this special, call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 61% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-800-847-6170. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-800-847-6170. Again, 1-800-847-6170.
I'm
Okay, we are back live with Jimmy Vaughn bringing us in, another great patriot. Okay. We'll go back to your phone calls when we start the next hour, and then I will get into the rest of the news we haven't covered. And I'll play the Ron Paul clip. It's going to be a jam-packed third hour, as it always is. I wanted to briefly bring up Ted Anderson. He hadn't been on with us in about a week. And what's been happening is you look at a 12-year graph, goal's going straight up. It's gone from $260 or less, $254, I guess was the low, now up to $1,920-something, back down to $1,850, now back up to almost $1,900. And they put these articles out going, look, gold's going down. But then a week later, it retraces and goes past the last highs. But I was even listening to Bloomberg propagandists this morning, and they had a big conference on inflation. Well, the top economist and globalist. And they were talking about $5,000 gold in a year. And then the next analyst goes, I don't agree, only $3,000. So the low end, in driving in this morning in for 45 minutes, they were saying $3,000. Now, I'm not going to go there. But I'll tell you, if they're going to devalue the currency that much, this is bad news. But you might as well just go ahead and get into gold and silver now. Listen, you feel stupid you didn't buy gold when it was $300 or $600 or $900 or $1,200 or $1,500 or $1,800 or now $1,900. Don't feel stupid. Get in now. It is my view, my belief. I only promote what I believe in. I've been proven super accurate because I follow common sense. It's not hard to know the truth, folks. It's all very simple. TSA sticking their hands down your pants is tyranny. Government torturing is very scary. Life in prison for videotaping cops, that's tyranny. They start devaluing money, gold's going to go up. I mean, this is not rocket science. So, they're saying 3,000 on the low side the next year, 2,500 by the end of the year. That's what J.P. Morgan's been saying for a month. Whatever. The point is that I don't buy gold because I want it as an investment. I've got gold and silver I've been buying for really 14 years because it's an emergency backup for this operation and for my own personal life. And it's been in good stead. And look at all the other advice I give. I told you food prices and oil prices would go up. Ladies and gentlemen, this is literally 2 plus 2 equals 4. It's 2 plus 2 equals 4 says buy gold and silver. And if you're going to buy it at the lowest prices available from a guy that buys when it dips and sells it at the dip price when it's up to you. Very competitive. Ted Anderson, he has a few lost leaders when you call that are radio specials where he actually loses money or breaks even depending on the special. Ted, I'm going to hold you in the next segment and then go to calls, but tell them the specials real fast and the number.
Yeah, well, I mean, obviously the best special we have is $88. You get the book, the American Dream video, $2 silver. I mean, you can't buy $2 silver for that now, $42.77 on the high today. So that's just an absolute steal.
$88, silver at cost or below, the shipping, and the two free gifts. Because I guess in the 88, you add in the shipping. So the cost of $2 silver is 88 or more right now. Free shipping, free video exposing the bankers, and a free book on the Big Brother takeover. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. Now, what's the limit on those, Teds? I know you've been limiting some of these specials.
I do. I mean, I've got a few of them out there right now. I'll give one per household, you know, per member. So if you have all five right. People there, we'll let them have five. So.
All right. 800-686-2237. But look, folks, that's a great deal. In fact, it's an insane deal. But the other deals, ask about the radio specials on other gold and silver coins. We'll be right back.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.